something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Tuesday, September 6th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Telehealth companies got a big push during the pandemic when rules were waived that required people to see an in-person health provider to be prescribed controlled substances. Now, telehealth apps are spending millions to advertise on TikTok, saying they can get a person a diagnosis of ADHD and a prescription for Adderall in as little as 30 minutes. Content creators are also posting about living life with ADHD, leading to billions of views and many to think they might also have the condition. Then, they're targeted with ads. Sarah Morrison, senior reporter at Recode, joins us for how startups are pushing Adderall on TikTok. Thanks for joining us, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about an interesting thing going on right now on social media, specifically TikTok. We're seeing a lot of startups, telehealth companies, telehealth startups that are pushing Adderall on TikTok. Now, obviously, that's used to treat ADHD. What we're seeing on TikTok is a lot of these communities pop up, people sharing their own stories of their life with ADHD. And then sometimes some of these influencers might be actually doing ads for these telehealth companies. Sometimes the telehealth companies will just put ads, you know, in a really close proximity to their videos. It all gets done very quickly and very easily. And, you know, some of these companies are promoting, you know, being able to get diagnosed with ADHD and get your prescription and your treatment, you know, in as quick as 30 minutes. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit more about what we're seeing out there.
Well, I think you summed it up pretty well. Basically, you have like a pandemic, and there was this rule that said, you know, doctors or prescribers have to meet with somebody in person before they can prescribe a controlled substance, which a lot of these ADHD medications are. And then because of the pandemic, they waived that. So all of a sudden, you could remotely treat a patient, prescribe a controlled substance, which means completely through telehealth, you can be diagnosed with ADHD and have these controlled substances prescribed for you, which in a lot of ways is great. Access is great. But then it also opens up, you know, people who maybe don't need those meds getting them easily, people who don't have that diagnosis getting diagnosed when they don't have, or not getting diagnosed with additional things because these companies are like too hasty or, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying there's a lot of problems that could happen, as well as a lot of good.
Yeah. And that's the big concern, right? You know, in an effort to make things easier, to get more access, especially during the pandemic, right? When people weren't going anywhere and they still needed to see a doctor. Yeah. That opening up for that telehealth opportunity was so important. But right now we're into this point where it's possible that people could be abusing the system and not getting the right diagnosis. I think that's an important part of it too. You could be missing a diagnosis for something else that might have similar symptoms as ADHD.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's why it's important that, you know, you're using a service that, you know, does that diagnoses you properly. And again, I'm not saying these don't, but if you're coming across these things because you're on TikTok and you're watching people who aren't medical professionals or experts, you know, listing off all these symptoms of ADHD that may not even be symptoms, or there's just not like context and nuance. So there's, again, they're not medical professionals, they're just people who are relaying their own experiences. Right. You might start to get into a point where, like, you think, maybe I have it, and then you see ads or those people are promoting these services that just make it super easy as part of their selling point, you know, to then maybe get a diagnosis and maybe get a prescription, you know, very quickly. And I think that's where these kind of these two things kind of come together, and you have a potential for, you know, for bad things happening.
Let's talk about some of these telehealth apps that are practicing in this right now. There's two that you profiled in the article. One is called Done, and the other one is called Cerebral. And they're both spending a lot of money on ads on TikTok and promoting their services. How are they faring right now?
Well, Cerebral, you know, spent a lot, and they also do like some other mental health conditions as well. They actually stopped prescribing controlled substances for ADHD because there was a lot of media coverage before that said some of their things were careless and, you know, they weren't diagnosing correctly, whatever. They were overprescribing. There are some federal investigations happening with that. So they've stopped, they've pulled back. So then you have this other company called Done, which is just ADHD treatment, who are all of a sudden, like I was looking for like which companies are the ones that are really advertising here, and Done just kept coming up over and over and over again. They're, according to, you know, this company called Pathmatics, they're spending millions on these ads. So really, if you have ADHD and you're looking, you're coming across ads like on TikTok for one of these services, you're almost certainly, it's almost certainly going to be Done that you're seeing. So and that's why I looked into them.
And the TikTok algorithm, as we've done some stories about it, is so powerful, right? You start searching anything or you see some type of videos and it notices you're lingering a little too much, it's going to send you a ton of that similar content. And to that point, right, so there's the hashtag ADHD, hashtag ADHD TikTok. They have billions and billions of views.
Yeah, and you know, if you come across that stuff and you're interested in it because you're like, oh, this matches with my experience and the things you're seeing are like relatively accurate, that can be a good way for you to find out something, you know, that you have a condition that's been giving you problems that you didn't know about. So it's a good thing. Or it can be a way to get into a community that shares that, you know, you have this diagnosis and so do they, and you feel less alone, right? Like that's a good thing. But, you know, what if you come across something and, you know, it's just really easy to get sucked in and think that you have this because all of these symptoms, a lot of them are shared with other conditions. A lot of them may not be symptoms of a condition like at all. It might just be like you didn't sleep enough last night. So there's a lot of complicated stuff that goes into like having this condition. And that's something that like a TikTok video that's 30 seconds long that just says, you know, when women can be impulsive buyers, like that's not going to give you that. It's not going to be complete information, but it will very easily make you think, oh, I'm a compulsive buyer. Do I have ADHD?
Exactly. Okay. Tell me a little bit about Nick. He's a 25-year-old food service worker who started seeing these ads and these different videos on TikTok and started his ADHD journey, or so to speak. He's an interesting character because he definitely admits that it's scary easy and sketchy as hell, but it worked for him to get his prescription. At the end, he even says that, you know, he thinks the DEA is probably going to shut down apps like this, but it, you know, it still worked for me. He doesn't think these apps should exist, but he's touting it as a whole benefit to him. So he's a total contradiction, it seems like, but tell me about his story at least.
I mean, sure, there's a contradiction there, but I think it also, and that's sort of why, you know, I used him to illustrate, you know, this isn't so simple, right? Like he thought he had this, he came across TikToks, he kept watching them, he got more and more content, he started seeing ads, he found this company, he used it, he got a diagnosis that he wanted, he got the meds that he wanted, but he found that they helped him. So for all we know, the diagnosis was accurate. He's doing much better on these meds. That's a good outcome. But on the other hand, he's like, you know, I guess if he didn't have that condition, he also got these meds very easily.
Right.
So, you know, he's like, it was scary easy, not just for him, but I guess, you know, for anybody is what he's saying. And he's sort of, like, you know, marveling at the fact that it was that easy and that it keeps going. He's seen, I think, a lot of people talk about bad experiences they've had with Done. And so I don't think this is in the article, but he said, you know, like, I guess I'm the only one who had a good experience, but like I had the same provider this whole time. I was able to get my meds reliably. So for me, it worked, but you know, beyond me, I guess he could see maybe a lot of potential issues.
Definitely. And, you know, what we're seeing, there was actually a study that was done, analyzed 100 TikTok videos about ADHD, found that more than half of them were misleading, you know, to your point of what we've been talking about and all this stuff. And then some of these telehealth companies right now, you mentioned Cerebral going through a bunch of investigations. I know they've toned it back. Dunn is still a big player, but they're also finding it hard to fill their prescriptions. Once people get their prescriptions, some pharmacies aren't filling the prescriptions if you've gone this route, if you've gone this route through these telehealth companies. And there's also a shortage of Adderall in America. I did not even know that one.
Yeah, I think it's been on and off for different reasons. I don't think we can directly attribute that shortage to, like, telehealth companies prescribing a lot of it. But, you know, obviously that plays into it. Yeah, when there was, like, some reports about Cerebral and Dunn specifically and questions over are they overdiagnosing, are they overprescribing, which I believe both companies deny that they are. So let's get that out there. Several major pharmacy chains just said, we're not filling prescriptions written by these companies. We have these concerns. So if you are getting your prescriptions to these companies, all of a sudden you're showing up at like CVS or whatever, and you can't get your prescription filled. And so you have to find another place. And then it's hard to find maybe Adderall at all if there's a shortage and it's affecting your area. Right. So, you know, obviously it's a little easier if the person prescribing the company prescribing your medication, you're able to fill it wherever you want. And that may not be the case for these services. And that's, you know, All of a sudden there's a medication that you need that you expect to get and you're out of it and you don't know when you'll be able to get it again. That's really scary.
Yeah, definitely. It's an interesting intersection with where we're at. There's a lot of promise with telehealth companies, obviously. And, you know, the ease of access is an important thing that we need out there. But, you know, you got to make sure you're getting that right diagnosis. You're not missing other things. Finding that misinformation is always a hard thing to do on social media platforms. So interesting look for now at what's been going on. Sarah Morrison, senior reporter at Recode, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.